Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show. I am your hostess, Prophetess Patricia Williams. I greet each of you in the name of Jesus. I pray that you had a blessed Christmas and that you had spent with your family. And I pray that your weekend had went well. I just want to thank each of you for being faithful listeners and for supporting my ministry for the past 7 years up on this radio broadcast. I'm just excited about what God is doing and what God is about to do in the future, because we all know when Jesus says yes, nobody else can't say no. What the devil meant for evil, God will and shall turn it around for our good. Now, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to call up somebody and tell them to log on, because God has a word for his people to sustain them for the new year. And also, if you have a testimony or if you want to just comment on one of the shows or just want prayer, just to let me know, hey, I just enjoy what you're doing, and we just want to know about what God is doing in your life and how this show has been a blessing to you, you can call us at 319-527-6072. That's 319-527-6072. And we will be happy to listen to you. And also, go to my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com, and just tune in to that. And also patronize. I have many books on there that I have written, and I'm into my fifth book now called The Secret Place that is getting ready to be released. Every time I get ready to submit it to the publisher, the Lord will tell me not yet to add some more. So be on the lookout for The Secret Place. So as for that, I want to also encourage you to keep your focus, keep your head up, keep praying, and we going out 2020 strong. Amen. So today we're going to talk about the predicament, the prophecy, and the promise. The predicament, the prophecy, and the promise. And God took me to Jeremiah 33, and it showed me a promise of restoration. And for you, because of your obedience and faith, he specifically revealed to me that he is about to restore the dreams he has given you. Maybe things you have fought and believed for in the past that you thought were even gone. But I am here to give you a now word, and that is not the case. He is restoring dreams. God is restoring hope and opportunities now. And I speak life to your dreams and to your desires. The predicament, the prophecy, and the promise. I just want you to know that it is coming to pass. Whatever God said, it shall and it will come to pass. No matter what the devil may think, no matter how the enemy may be coming up against us or coming up against us with this and that, it shall and it will come to pass. The predicament, the prophecy, and the promise. We are even in the midst of the predicament now. With the COVID-19, some of us have lost friends, loved ones, job losses, and not only that, with the hurricane, Laura, me being living in Louisiana, we had lost power. One person I know have lost homes. Many people have lost homes, and they really right now starting to rebuild. And after Hurricane Laura, we had Tropical Storm Delta, which it was flooded, and it was like 2 weeks apart. This was the predicament. And then with the coronavirus, and 2020, and people say 2020 was a bad year, that it was the worst year that we experienced, and we have lost so much job losses. We have lost so much. The economy has went down. But God, Emmanuel, was with us. He sustained us. Even in the midst of the predicament, he sustained us. He brought us closer to him. He allowed us to know what type of relationship we have in him and with him. We found our strength through God. We found our profound faith through him. God bless you, Apostle. How are you doing?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed as well. We was just discussing how this year has been a challenging year and how I was reading the book of Jeremiah 33 and God showed me a promise of restoration. And I was just thinking the predicament, because we're in the midst of one now, and the prophecy that he has has went forth over the people's lives and the promise. So, man of God, I just want you just to encourage the people on today before we just cross over into the new year. Just allow God just to use you on what he has to speak through you on today.
Amen. Woman of God, I want to first begin by saying that as we close out this very trying and hard year, we have to be reminded still of the goodness of God and how he has been good to the people of God, regardless of the condition of the world. The world, woman of God, currently is so sin-sick, and it is tossed from one way and another because it is flowing from different waves of doctrine and different flowings of understanding. But I want to submit to you tonight as those who have a relationship with Yahweh God and those who understand the Spirit of the living God understands that we have entered into something heavy that is going to take place in 2021. The Bible tells us to believe in the prophets and you shall be established. It's very important that you understand, people of God, and hear me good when I say this tonight, because some of this is going to go over some of your head and some of this will not go over your head. We are entering a time where we are entering, some people call it Rosh Hashanah, and some call it something completely different. We have entered the time, and let me explain to you why, what Rosh Hashanah is. We have entered into Rosh Hashanah because we have entered into a time of the prophets. It's very important that you understand that two things is happening between now and between 2021. God is overturning a lot of false prophets, and he's contradicting a lot of unauthorized words that are taking place inside of the body of Christ. And he's also establishing a thing that is taking place in 2021. And when I say Rosh Hashanah, that is an actual event on the Jewish calendar. And he's taking us into 2021. And in 2021, being that we are under Rosh Hashanah, he's going to establish us to speak the word of the Lord in power. And it's actually going to manifest. And we're going to have to, and as the believers, he's going to give us power to contradict everything that might try to come against the knowledge of God or the continuation of his will. I will tell you, as we go into 2021, get under an authorized voice, because we are in such a sensitive time where God is getting ready to overturn the rock. He's getting ready, even in our lives, those of us who have been obedient, he's getting ready to bless us with multiple streams of income. He's getting ready to bless us according to our obedience financially. He's getting ready to bless us in our own personal lives with our obedience under that. I want you to keep that number in mind, 5781. Keep it in mind very well. And because that is the time that we are under right now. We are under 5781. And God, I wish I had an hour or two to explain this, because God knows in heaven it would really bless you. But all I want to make you understand is tonight, being that we are under Rosh Hashanah, I want you to understand we're gonna recover some stuff. Recover some stuff, but our families are gonna recover. Our friendships, some of our friendships are gonna recover. Our money gonna recover. Our joy, our peace. You know, all the calamity of this world is going. All the calamity of this world is going to get in a place where it's going to come under subjection. So when I say happy Rosh Hashanah, what I mean is get ready, because the Lord is going to bring back the legitimacy of his prophets through the people of God, so that they can actually get the people of God in line. Now, Rosh Hashanah is not for everybody, because not everybody understand the position and the purpose of the Jewish calendar. And not everybody understand the signs of the times, woman of God, because some people they operate in carnality. They do not operate in spiritual matters. So I'm telling you in this season, don't get discouraged with your sisters and brothers who do not understand. And do not get with them and allow them to make you carnal in this season. In this next season, we're stepping into 2021. We are under blessing umbrella. And under that blessing umbrella, I want you to understand there's some things you won't be able to agree with. There's some things you won't be able to go to. And there's some things that you will not be able to break bread with, because we are on the division of listening to the prophets. Some things will be very unusual, and some things will be very strange. But glory to God, I thank you. I thank God on tonight, because as we are celebrating Rosh Hashanah, and we should never stop celebrating Rosh Hashanah, because this is the vision and this is the time where God is getting ready to authorize the prophets like never before. So again, keep this thought in mind. 2021, you're going to prosper like never before, but you must believe on the prophets, and you shall be established. Now, you notice, when we entered the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, if you notice, there's a lot of prophets that got exposed, and there's a lot of prophets, woman of God, that has been delegitimized for their voices, and I'm going to tell you, you got to watch that in this hour, because some of them who think they're going to be under Rosh Hashanah, they are doing something that is contradictory to what God is saying through his prophets in this hour. So think it not strange that very one that's near and dear to you, who's a prophet, got exposed. Think it not strange in this hour that God is getting ready to overturn some words that some prophet said, because he did not authorize it. But if I was you, I would praise him, because we are in the Rosh Hashanah, and this is the time where the church is going to get ready to recover. This is the time where God is going to rebirth a lot of things inside the ministry. He's going to call people back to our bosom. He's going to turn around, and he's going to heal the world through the prophets if we understand that his word is established.
Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Apostle. Ooh, I'm speechless. I am speechless. And I'm saying this because this is what God gave me. And I had to research that to see what did that actually mean, that number 578. Because I just never dissected it. But when I dissect, I say, okay, it's the year of the prophets. God is getting ready to expose some, and some is going to come up and speak boldly. My God, to this. Yeah. And it is a period of restoration, because we didn't go through this year in order to cross over into the, and that's what we enter in. The minute we step off into it, that's what we are entering in. Oh, my God. I don't have anything impossible. But the Lord told me you had it. You had it all. So yes, if you want to clap, it is. Hallelujah.
I want you to keep this thought in mind tonight. There's going to be a silencing and a shuttering of mouths.
Yes.
And when I mean literally a shuttering, it's going to be a closing of fences, and it's going to be a blocking of gaps, even inside the prophetic. There's a lot of prophets who are walking around very unusual and are walking around very discreet in this hour, because heaven is singing right now, currently, go over to God. God is singing the lullabies and the instructions over the next 10 years to the prophets. Not everybody going to catch it.
Yeah.
The reason why not everybody going to catch it is because they are either too deep inside their title, or they feel they have arrived and they got the most ugliest attitude in mankind, and they're going to miss the specific instructions under the umbrella of the Rosh Hashanah. But I want to say to you tonight, if you listening in, be very sensitive to the Spirit of the Living God right now, because he's going to give us some instructions that ain't got nothing to do with the government. He's going to give us some instructions that ain't got nothing to do with your feelings. He's going to give us some instructions that's going to take care of us for the next 120 months, regardless of what takes place in the earth. And understand that he's going to give you these instructions so that he can legitimize before the people why the prophetic is the most important coat to wear during the wintertime.
Oh, my God. Yes, indeed. Oh, my God. These are some instructions that we should take down, take heed. And if you know that someone is walking in a full prophetic calling, call them up, tell them to tune in, listen to the archives. These are instructions we do not want to miss. God is speaking, and we cannot afford to miss it. This will carry us through. Man of God, if you don't have anything else, I am in awe right now. I'm in awe because
Amen. Glory
nation,
to God.
God, me with this. Yes. I know what I have to do now. So if you don't have anything else, hallelujah. And I
that's all I have, woman of God.
Yes, sir. And I pray that you and your family have a blessed incoming year and throughout the year. And I will see everyone. Y'all be blessed.
Amen. God bless.
God bless. Oh, God.